Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States announced in late January a new security assistance package worth $2.5 billion to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia's invasion force. We're starting a new year with renewed resolve to support the brave defenders of Ukraine, said U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin at a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group at Ramstein Air Base in Germany.
Putin didn't count on the courage of the Ukrainian people. And he didn't count on the skill of the Ukrainian military.
But we need to keep up our momentum and resolve, said Secretary of Defense Austin. We know that Russia remains bent on aggression and conquest, and Russian forces have increased their horrific attacks, killing many innocent Ukrainians.
We saw the cruelty of Russia's war of choice again just a few days ago in the city of Dnipro. A Russian missile strike ripped into an apartment building, killing at least 46 civilians, including children. The Kremlin's forces continue to bombard Ukraine's cities and citizens. And Russian forces have targeted power plants, theaters, sports arenas, and centers of Ukrainian history and culture. Russia's attacks are designed to break the spirit of Ukraine.
This is a decisive moment for Ukraine, in a decisive decade for the world, said Defense Secretary Austin. We will support Ukraine's self-defense for as long as it takes, and we're proud to stand together with our valued allies and partners.
Poland has been a leader in providing armored vehicles, in training Ukrainian forces, and in providing shelter for Ukrainian refugees. Our German hosts have announced that they will also provide a Patriot air defense system for Ukraine, complementing our own Patriot contribution. Canada announced that it would provide a NASAMS air defense system to Ukraine. Now that's a major investment in Ukraine's ability to defend its skies. France also announced a significant donation of AMX-10 light tanks. And many European countries have announced their own training initiatives as a part of the EU's military assistance mission to Ukraine.
This is a crucial moment. Russia is regrouping, recruiting, and trying to re-equip. This is not a moment to slow down. It's a time to dig deeper. The Ukrainian people are watching us. The Kremlin is watching us. And history is watching us, said Secretary of Defense Austin. So we won't let up, and we won't waver in our determination to help Ukraine defend itself from Russia's imperial aggression.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.